This is Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Catherine Loper.
And I'm Jason Smith. Connecticut has one of the lowest suicide rates out of any state in the country. They're number 46, but they still saw an increase of more than 19% between 1999 and 2016, according to the latest data from the CDC.
Connecticut also has suicide prevention programs statewide and stringent gun control laws. We wanted to explore that connection further, so we reached out to the president and CEO of Mental Health Connecticut, Luis Perez. Mental Health Connecticut is a statewide nonprofit whose mission is to improve mental health for all Connecticut residents. Now, Mental Health Connecticut is a nonprofit organization doing work statewide to improve the mental health of Connecticut residents. And your organization's been doing that work for over 100 years. So, Luis, could you talk about the comprehensive nature of the mental health services in the state, including the ones your organizations offer?
So, the state of Connecticut is one of the states that consistently ranks among the top 10, if not the highest level of services available. In fact, last year, Mental Health America, which does a yearly ranking of all states, ranked Connecticut as number one. Of course, being number one among other states puts us in a position of sometimes feeling complacent in that we're doing well, but the reality is that the services are not sufficient and access to those services has been diminishing, particularly both in the private sector as well as the public sector.
Is this approach different than other states? Is there something about what you're doing that is a different sort of way of looking at the mental health problem, or do you think it's just more comprehensive?
I think that it is a little bit different in the sense that most states have a system of care that is county-based, as opposed to Connecticut, which operates on a statewide services and then divides those services on the public side through the regions that are determined by the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. So that's a slight difference. I think that the largest difference is in the allocation of services. We know that individuals along what we call, you know, the midsection or the 91-95 corridor, the larger cities such as Hartford, New Haven, and Bridgeport, have a richer level of services available by virtue of population density, whereas we see the eastern and western side of the state having more difficulty with access to services because of the availability of providers in those areas.
We spoke to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention about the rising suicide rates across the country and noticed that Connecticut is doing better than a lot of other states. And the question always is, why? Do you think that there's something about the services that you offer? When we think about mental health, we've learned from the CDC there's a direct correlation to suicide. Do you think that approach is having an impact on these numbers?
I think that we certainly have been ahead of most states around prevention, and we have a lot of, again, not just the state, but also we have many very good foundations, such as the Horco Foundation that has been doing work with youth in terms of suicide prevention. The data around suicide is very soft from my perspective, because, again, people are either underreporting what may seem like maybe I took too much medication, maybe an actual suicide attempt that has been underreported, for example. So for those reasons, I'm always leery about those numbers. But certainly, I think that because we have better access, everything is relative, right? Better access doesn't mean that we have 100% access, but we are ahead in terms of being able to address the mental health needs of an individual.
You mentioned at the beginning that getting the word out about mental health issues is important, and we've seen a lot of attention with some public figures dealing with mental illness and unfortunately committing suicide. Do you think that honesty and openness, that conversation helps? And what else do you think are the challenges that need to be overcome to help, you know, improve the mental health situation?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I believe that we need to start at a much younger age in terms of identifying and talking to children about mental health And when a loved one dies, or when you're sad because your puppy died, that's a form of emotional distress. Not quite depression, obviously, but we don't talk and name those things at the appropriate developmental level. And I think that we need to do a better job of educating children, because as we normalize those feelings and talk about them, they're able, at an appropriate developmental level, talk about those feelings and be able to express them and be able to develop coping mechanisms, so that as they get older and those stressors become larger, and as they're making life transitions, such as going from middle school to high school to either college or vocational school or employment, they're better equipped to deal with disappointment and better able to deal with their emotions in a relational way, as far as friendships and or with loved ones.
Well, lots of work still to be done, but we appreciate you sharing with us what has been working in Connecticut. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you very much for having me.